Whatever you do and I do won't change, in fact. The blood of Jesus was shed for every man that would accept it on God's terms. I'm so glad I'm saved today. I don't know what to do. Amen. And somebody said, well, how do you know? Well, I have the evidence in here. That's right. And you know, every once in a while, when somebody testifies or sings, there will be an evidence that it's real. Amen. Now, that's first-hand news, not second-hand, but first-hand. And I praise God for it. It's a blessing today to greet you in the name of Jesus. And all of our visitors, we're blessed to have you today. Whoever you are, wherever you come from. Good to have Brother Rob, the preacher, and his wife with us. Brother Rob has been a blessing to me since I've known him and his wife. Not just on Sunday, but each day of the week, Brother Rob. And I appreciate that today. I believe that Christian living strengthens the cause of Christ in this life. I really do. Praise His holy name. Have your Bibles turn with us to Psalms chapter 126. And while you're turning to it, I'd like to make an announcement. The Lord willing, on Saturday, November the 26th, 2005, at the Cullman First Free Will Baptist Church, and the pastor there is Brother Shannon Black, and there will be an old-fashioned camp meeting beginning at 5 o'clock in the evening. That's, I believe, next Saturday, or Saturday the 26th. And the evangelists and the preachers that will be there, Brother Vernon Willis, Brother Toby Powers, Brother Cobb Hallmark, and Brother Eddie Simmons. So remember this, if you want to go to meeting, be in a good meeting, go and visit and hear and experience and enjoy the Word of God. Amen. There's nothing greater than the Word of God. Our world today needs a lot of things, but it needs the Word of God more than anything else in the world. It really does. I appreciate what somebody said already. Maybe Brother Tim, I believe, in his Sunday school class this morning. You know, we have a lot of people hollering God, but they don't really know Him. And you say, preacher, don't judge, I'm not. But He said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter in, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So when I see the fruits, that's a tree. Right? Amen. That's right. When you go out and see an apple tree hanging full of pretty red or yellow apples, you know it's an apple tree, do you not? So when you see a man striving to do the will of God and walking with God, you're pretty well evident that man knows Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord forever. Now, here in the Bible in Psalms chapter 126, and I want to bring you a message, God being my helper today, and I know that it's Thanksgiving season, and I don't know why I don't always preach maybe appropriate sermons in the eyes of the world of the occasion, which it is. But today I want to preach to you, if God will help me now, bring you a message this morning on being thankful or being thankless. Being thankful or being thankless. Amen. Now you think about that today. And it's so easy to overlook the blessings of God in life and go our way in life. And every once in a while I believe that God has to stop us and remind us that it's He that hath made us and not we ourselves. But you notice as we begin reading, I'm just going to read this chapter, it's very short. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathens, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, beareth precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I bow my head in your presence, and I know in myself I'm nothing. But, oh God, I ask you again this morning, could it please you to anoint my lips that I might be able to speak for your glory? Bless your gospel today, Lord, your word, as we endeavor, Lord, to bring it to this people. Help each one of us to know, dear God, today, that it's because of you that we're even here. Bless and undertake for us and have your way. Do for that, Lord, of us today that's needful and that we can't even do ourselves. And we'll praise you for all you do. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thankful or thankless? Amen. Now, the word thankful is showing thanks, being grateful for the gift. And did you ever give a child something and his mother or dad, one would say, what are you supposed to say? And he would say, thank you. And sometimes he might not even know the meaning of that word, thank you. But the person who gave the gift does. Is that right? So today, we may not all be able to use the exact language or speak it maybe in the proper manner in the eyes of the world. But God knows when His children says, thank you. You believe that? He knows that, bless your heart. Praise His holy name. But now, to be thankless is to be ungrateful with no appreciation. Happy-go-lucky, as the world says today. And I want to tell you, my friend, I'm afraid that multitudes and thousands of people today are going in that direction. Amen. Unthankful, without gratification, gratitude for anything. You think about that seriously, bless your heart. So we know, we say thank you, and when we say thank you, we are grateful for what you've done for us. Amen. And somebody said, and I thought about this morning, even last night as I were praying and studying. You know, people say, well, why do you get so emotional? Amen. Why do you get so... Did you know today that God is worthy of the praise of your lips? God is worthy of the praise of your tongue? God is worthy of the praise of every structure of your entire body. Amen. He's worthy of it today. And I thought, you know what? If we really praise God and thank God in the way we should for what God does for us, we'd come through the door on Sunday morning saying, God's great, God's good, thank God for all that He's done for me. David said, God has done great things for us, whereof we're glad. Hallelujah. You didn't just accidentally be here today. Amen. You didn't just accidentally or coincidentally get out of your bed this morning. God, amen, blessed you again. I wonder, have you thanked Him for this day? Amen. I wonder today, have you recognized Him for the blessings He gave you this day? Praise His holy name. You know, I was just thinking about Nebuchadnezzar, build a great kingdom. Amen. And there he was, with all the authority and all the wealth and everything that he had. And the only one he could praise or thank for it was himself. You better be careful now when you begin to say, I have done this. Amen. I have bought this. I have gone there. I will do this. I will do that. You better be careful. You better be careful, because today it's only because God had a mind today and to bless us with the privilege of even going to church. And I want to raise my hand right now and say, thank you, Lord, for letting me come here today. Amen. I want to thank you, God, for letting me walk around. Somebody said, you're crazy. No, neighbor. I just know who my Maker is, bless your heart. And I know who gives me breath after breath that I breathe, and I'll praise Him for it. I owe Him more than I can ever pay. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I want to tell you today, it's God's will that we give Him thanks. The Bible said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, Paul said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now then, let's divide our thanks today with our complaints for a minute. Amen. Let's just divide them and see which one is the greatest. Amen. If we suffer a little bit, we're prone to complain. Am I right? If things don't go just right on the job, we're prone to complain. And we never quit. We just keep on and on and on. But you ought to raise your hand and thank God that He gave you a job, amen, to make a living for your family. Amen. And somebody said, oh, Brother Dixon, I'm real thankful that God gave me the job I've got. I'm real thankful that God did this for me and God did that for me. Amen. Let me tell you something, friend. What have you done for God? What have you rendered to God? You said you're thankful. You said, I'm glad. What have you done for God? Now, I'm just going to be playing with you today and preach what God gives me. But I want you to take a look. Now, are we really thankful or are we thankless? Bless your heart. Somebody summed it up one time and said we're like hogs eating acorns under a tree. We just eat and eat until we can't eat anymore. We get everything and we get more and we get more. But we never look up and realize that every good and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of light. Is He worthy of praise? Is He worthy of thanks? Amen. Did you know today, and I understand Walmart's had a problem here lately, or maybe last year or this year, because they've just about took the name of Jesus and Christ out of Christmas and made holidays. We have just about took God out of Thanksgiving and named it Turkey Day. Huh? Are we really thankful? No. Praise God forever. Woo! It may be cornbread, it may be peas, it may be pinto beans, and they're good. But we ought to praise God from whom all blessings flow. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we're glad. Glory to God for Jesus. You know what? We ought to give, God thanks for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Is it worth anything? When you have sorrow, when you have death, when you have grief, who comes to your rescue? Hey, man, I was talking with a lady the other day, and she's visiting around the church and lives in another county. And I said, lady, you need a church home. Amen. You need to get in with somebody that knows Jesus Christ, with a family who lives for Him, and a family who follows Him, and a family who will come when you need them. We ought to give thanks. Praise God forever. I'm so glad. Thank God. I thank God that you come this way today. I thank God for you. I thank God for you. I thank God for my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. Let's give God praise for the church. Hallelujah. We must thank God for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Oh, Thanksgiving covers a big area. Do you know that? He said we're to give thanks for the brethren. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13, he said, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. There's all kind of complaints and murmurs and grumbles and criticism toward the church of the living God. But don't you worry. God's church is founded on the rock, and she'll stand when the storm comes, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Yeah. Glory to God. We ought to thank God for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Why don't you reach out and shake hands with somebody right by you right now? Huh? Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. Are we thankful or thankless? Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can get so much wrong in your life that you can't give thanks. Yeah. You can get so much wrong in your life, be so bitter that you can't give thanks. But I thank God for every boy, girl, man, or woman who's been born again in the family of God. I thank God for those who are not born again. But I'm telling you, friend, until you know Jesus Christ, you don't know how to give thanks. You really don't. Mark 12 and 17, Jesus said, now you're supposed to give to God what belongs to God, and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. The Bible said here, Jesus Himself said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Now I'm going to just come like it is. Did you know today, probably in many churches this morning, the ball clubs were subject for Sunday school?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Amen. Go ahead, Brother Dixon. Amen. My friend, the sanctuary is dedicated. Hallelujah. The sanctuary is dedicated. Not to the outside activities, but to the living God, the only Savior of mankind. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. The outside is outside. So current events is current events. But worshiping is praising and honoring God. I wish you'd say amen. So we need to render to Caesar what belongs to him, and to God what belongs to him. You want God to honor you? Thank Him for what He does. You want God to bless you? Thank Him for what He does. Somebody said, boy, I just got lucky one time. Well, they have luck down at the gambling halls and casinos. Woo! But the children of God have a special honor of God by saying, I have been blessed. Anybody say that with me? Come on. I have been blessed. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel about like preaching now. Glory to God for Jesus. I'm not lucky. I'm saved. I'm blessed, if you please. And I want to thank God again for what He's done. Great things for me. Whereof I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm excited. You're right. Praise the Lord forever. Amen. Now, notice something else. He said, render to God the things that belong to God, and to Caesar the things that belong to Caesar. You get over to the book of Malachi chapter 3. And he said, Will a man rob God? Huh? Will a man rob God? Look out now, preacher. You don't need. Yeah, I do need to say that. It's God's word. I need to say it. Amen. And I wonder sometimes, in all the excitement of the world, how many cents and dollars that go into that, that are actually indebted to God for tithes and offerings at God's house. Thank you. Do you love me, anybody? Amen. But nobody knows whether I give or whether I didn't. You're wrong. I may not, and she may not, and he may not, but there's a God that's keeping a record. He's marking her down. Woo! I've said this time and again, church, and I say it today. I'm about ready to go to glory anyhow. I feel the atmosphere of the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd rather, amen, give God what I owe Him in my tithes and offerings than for God to come along with His debt book or His ledger and say, Dixon, you owe this and I'm going to collect it down at Regional Medical Center. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to collect it over at a Decatur General. I'm going to get it. Jesus said, you give to Caesar what belongs to Him. And you give to God what belongs to Him. So therefore, when you rob God, it's impossible to be thankful to God, and we live thankless. Anybody get the point? Huh? Somebody said, I don't like you. You shouldn't have said that. Well, just read the Word. That's all I got to say. Just read the Word. Praise His holy name. Amen. We must offer to Him thanks. Psalms 50 and 14, David said, offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Now, if you read that scripture and you'll be honest with yourself, he's simply saying, amen, be thankful to God. And to be thankful to God, we must pay our vows. Now, let me bring something to you. I don't want to preach too long this morning. But now, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And He said, the first and the great commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul, with all of thy mind, with all of thy strength. And love thy neighbor as thyself. We rewrote that in our mind. We rewrote it in our mind and we decided, well, now, I don't think God requires us to give Him that much of our time. I think God wants me to do this on Sunday instead of going to church. I think I owe this to my society. Amen. All these things. And we're trying to say, but I love the Lord. And then He said, love your neighbor as yourself. The second is like unto the first. And on these hang all the law of the prophets. But today we say, well, old so-and-so don't do like I want him to do. I don't like him no how. Huh? He ain't my neighbor. He don't do what I do. He don't think like I think. You might have a privilege to win him to Christ. You might have the privilege to lead him to Jesus. So you might not ought to throw him away. It might not be the will of God when you think about it. I must hurry. I must go home. Now, he said that we are to give him thanks when we come into His presence. Amen, amen. Did anybody in this choir this morning feel the presence of Jesus when you're singing? Anybody? I want to see it high. Anybody really feel the presence of Jesus? Woo! Have you looked toward heaven and said, Lord, I want to thank You for visiting our church today. Would you say it with me one time? Come on, let's thank Him. We came in His presence. I want to thank You, Lord, for blessing our church today. I believe heaven smiles if we all meant that, don't you? I really do. But we should praise Him, we should thank Him when we come into His presence. The Bible, David again said, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with song. Amen. Breathe it deep and say, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Oh, I feel it down in here. It soothes his sorrow. heals his wounds and drives away his fear. There is freedom in God, my neighbor, and we should give him praise when we come into his presence. Oh, the church is not just a place to go and see and be seen and talk about the activities last week. It's a place to come and thank you, Lord, for my children. Thank you, Lord, for my children. Thank you, Lord, for my wife. In these 50-odd years, we've lived together. Yeah, I'm about ready to shout. Thank you, Lord, for my wife. You blessed me with through these years. And woo, in the time as she rolled away and the years have passed and we can still go for the glory of God. Yes, I want to holler hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to thank you for my grandchildren, Lord. And I want to thank you for my great-grandchildren. Your family. And I want to thank God for your family. God is so good. Evan, you and Lakita both ought to raise both hands toward heaven tonight, today, and say, God, the devil told me that we'll never have a daughter. Woo! The devil said we'd never have no children in our home. He is a liar, and God is the truth, and I will praise and thank God. Huh? Worthy is the Lamb. Are we thankful or thankless? When we're thankless, we walk through all the blessings that God gives us. Amen. Consume them and think nothing about it and go on down the road. Amen. The more I praise Him, the more I like Him. Hallelujah. And friend, I'm going to tell you something. If you can't go to church and feel free on Sunday morning without something you're involved in, gouged at your heart and won't let you enjoy the service, you better get rid of something. Thank you. You better get rid of something because you can only worship God in spirit and in truth. And you can only worship God wholeheartedly. Amen. That's right. So if you seek Him with a whole heart, you can find Him, didn't He? Well, I want to back up what I say with the Word because you're going to get me if I don't. Amen. Praise His name. Bless your heart. When you come into His presence, David said again in chapter 100, verse 4, enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. Be thankful to Him. Oh, respect Him. Love Him. And honor Him. Best thing ever happened to me was Jesus Christ saved my soul. That's right. Now something else. You find in Psalm 116:7. Psalms 116:17. Or Psalms 11:17. David said, I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon Thy name or the name of the Lord. You see, we must be thankful to Him in our sacrifice. Amen. Now, if you go back in the old Bible, and I know the sacrificial lamb had died. I beat you to it, didn't I? But back in the old Bible, you know, they had a certain time of the evening that was the hour of sacrifice. Remember? So, my friend, I believe they named it the hour of sacrifice because surely somebody sacrificed something. Right? So now, let me tell you something. And I've heard it said, and I never have called nobody that, I don't think, and I remember. But I've heard people talk about fair-weather Christians. Amen. Clear weather Christians. What do you mean? If sun shines, we go to meeting. But if it takes a little special effort and the weather's below 30, I tell you, it's just too cold. And I thank God will excuse me. Bless your heart. I love you. But I'm telling you, I found out in 56 years in the ministry that sometimes it's not as much joy today as it was last Sunday. But Brother LeBron and Brother Raj, the message is still just as important this Sunday morning as it was last Sunday morning.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What does that mean, preacher? It means I love Him. It means I honor His call. And it means, Brother Jimmy, that it's going to take just a little bit more effort for Dixon to get there today than it did last Sunday. So sometimes, instead of it being just a little simple effort, it becomes a simple sacrifice. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever had things happen in your house about church time? And I'll tell you something. If the devil can get by this Sunday by bringing something in your house and making you late or keep you out of Sunday school or out of church, he's going to grin about that and say, "Work this time, I'll try it next Sunday."
Yeah.
Amen? But have you forgot that I said, in His Word, He said, be thankful unto God and pay your vows to God. Have you ever said, God, if You'll bless me, I'll be a better Christian I've ever been? Huh? Come on now. Have you ever really got in a tight and you thought you couldn't get out of it and you said, God, if You'll help me through this, I'll be a better Christian I've ever been? You made a vow. But oh, Satan dresses himself, spreads himself like a green bay tree, and here he comes. And let me tell you something. He puts his finger on the weakest point in your life. Oh, I don't know where it is, but he does. He knows where my weak point is. You know that? He knows I'm not going to curse, brother, and I'm not going to go to the gambling halls and the taverns. He knows that. But oh, there's so many other things, you know, that could mar the preacher's life. That could give somebody the wrong conception. And he'll try all of these things. But I'm glad of one thing. You can say as much as I can. We are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us and gave Himself for us. Praise His holy name. Thank You, Lord, for the promise. Glory be to God. Amen. So sometimes we have to sacrifice. David said, what can I render? What can I give You, Lord? Take a look at what He done for you today. And then think about what you can do. Oh, it's nothing compared to what He done. Nothing. But He knows what you can do and knows what I can do. And we can render thanks to God. We can render thanks to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 said, every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. I want to tell you something. You know, if nothing else ever happened in the world, He would still be God. Regardless of what you do or the world does, He's still God. He doesn't need us so much, but oh, how we need Him. So He said, now when you do for God, if it's giving or whatever, don't you do that begrudgingly, or don't you do it as though you say, God's in trouble. Don't you do it as though you say, God's about to die. Amen. Well, I could preach to you another hour, but I know I got to quit now. But I read in there one time when Jesus was going along with Peter, remember? And He said, Peter, why don't you go inside and see if they receive taxes of strangers or of children. Find out. Just in other words, find out if we owe the taxes. And now, according to the Bible, Peter had no money. But he went inside, and when he came back out, can't you imagine how he felt in his heart? What in the world are we going to do? We're caught now. But don't you worry. Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory and the only Savior of mankind. And he said, Lord, said, we got to pay it. He said, you go down there and cast a hook in the water. And he said, the first fish you catch, Lord, I just want to praise you. Now, I wanted to sing that song this morning. I just can't praise you enough. I just can't thank you enough. I see old Peter, brother, when he throwed that hook over in there. You ever been fishing? Amen. And when that thing bit, I seen him as he yanked it up, and there he was. With that coin in his mouth. You believe that? And he said, "Now, Peter, you take the coin, pay the tax. I just throw that in." God don't need so much, but oh, how you need Him. Why don't we just thank Him? For what? Everything. Everything. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 27. I'm going to close in just a moment. But we ought to give Him thanks with joy. You ever meet somebody and say, "Well, I would go with you, but I got to go to church." Boy, ain't that something. "I would go with you, but I got to go to church." Huh? If you've got to go, and that's your own conviction, that and you're in yourself, don't profit a whole lot. But you ought to say, "I tell you what, let's do. Let's go to church and serve my God and worship Him today. And if the Lord lets us live tomorrow, next week, we'll do that."
Yes, sir.
But here's the thing about it. Now, folks, I'm just preaching plain. I know that today. But here's the thing about it, you see. It's a whole lot easier to take the Sunday school hour on Sunday morning or the worship hour on Sunday morning and go ahead than it is to take an hour from work next week. I love you. Are you listening? Amen. Because you see, we're going to rob God today, and that don't matter. You see, God's in heaven, God's somewhere else, and nobody knows. And everything comes along. But hey, if I take an hour off of my job next week, I'm going to come up liking Friday payday. Now, the Bible said this, and I just got it. He said, amen, the time will come when they will worship the creature more than the Creator. Anybody getting my message today? Okay, here it is. Now, this dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgiving and with singing, with cymbals, psaltery, and with harps. Glory be to His name. Would anybody in here just give Him one clap today and say with me, "Glory to His name"? Give Him thanks with gladness on Thanksgiving. God bless you today. It's my prayer. Can I just read one more scripture? And I'm going to thank Him and praise Him today for what's going to be. Amen. The Bible said, "Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, O grave, O death, where's your sting? O grave, where's your victory?" Mama, you'll lose every worry that you've ever had on that day when God wipes all the tears from every eye. And all the sorrows and all the disappointments and all the broken homes and everything that hinders the children of God shall be cast aside. And heaven is going to really shine. So I'm going to say again, God is going to do great things for me. Whereof I'm thankful, man. I love you, and may God bless you today is my prayer. I want you to come to the piano, if you will, Skeeter, please. Amen. I wish you'd just come, Edmund and Vicki and Harry. I'm trying to do what God leads me to do. But I want you to sing, "Child, Child, Why Will You Wonder?" Is it well with you today? Now, you may be in the house and you've never been saved, never had an experience with Jesus Christ. I want to tell you, my friend, it's real. And if God invites you to come down to the altar this morning, the best thing in the world you can do, just leave your pew where you're at and bow before God and ask God to forgive you of every sin you've ever committed and invite Jesus Christ into your life. Let me remind you of something. This doesn't come by seeing. The Bible says the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they're eternal. There's something real in the new birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And somebody said, well, you got to get it this way. And somebody said, you got to get it that way. I'll tell you what you'll do. If you'll come to Jesus today and not try to plead your case, but just be honest and confess, God will forgive your sins. You can rise with a joy and a peace in here. Amen. That if today's the last day you live, heaven will surely be worth it all. Let us stand. Let us stand. God bless you today. I want you to let this song really go down in your heart. Where are you at today? Do you have victory in Jesus in your life? Or is there something in your life you feel like has separated you from the love of God? Sing, children, when you get there. Listen, listen. Are you a born-again Christian?
Jesus saved your soul.
Amen.
Remember the joys.
Amen.
When you gave
Him full control.
Control.
Amen.
But if time has removed
Amen.
The peace
Jesus loves you. Jesus will forgive your sins. You have faith in Him to believe Him. He will forgive your sins and save you today. Listen closely now.
Child, child, oh, why do you wonder out in the darkness away from the foe?
Amen.
Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so walk just as close as you can.
Amen.
I know.
Listen close.
I'm redeemed. Cause I've been.
Anybody believe that?
Calvary. Though sometimes I falter and I fail His will to see.
God help us.
But forgiveness. It's all mine.
Listen.
In Him I'll rejoice, because I'm one of
Listen.
His sheep.
And His sheep hear His voice.
And His sheep know His voice.
Amen. Sing it if you want to.
Child, child, oh, why do you wander out in the darkness away from the foe? Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so walk just as close as
Sing the chorus.
You can.
Amen. Come on.
Child, child, oh, why do out in the darkness, away from the foe. Child, child, there's comfort in closeness, so walk
Amen.
Just as close Holy as you
Our Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, I come to you now, Lord, to honor you and to worship you, God, and to praise you for all of your blessings. And Lord God, as I bow here in this altar this morning, I pray, God, right now that the Holy Ghost would move in this altar, dear Lord, that we could look up and say, God, for all of your benefits toward me today, I commit my life into your hands. And I ask you, God, to make it what you want it to be. It doesn't matter, Lord. Nothing less, nothing more. Just the will of God in my life. Have your precious way right now, Lord. God, touch and heal. Supply and forgive. May we claim victory in the name of Jesus by faith. I pray, God, you rebuke the devil and all that he has. And the love of God could be real right now in Jesus' name. Have your own precious way. Have your own precious way. I love you, Lord, and I praise you.
Away from
Hallelujah.
The foe.
Hallelujah.
Child,
Amen. Katie, by faith, claim the victory.
There's comfort.
Devil, you can't have it. It's mine. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I walk with Jesus. I believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it, everybody. Come on.
Child,
oh,
I
do you wonder.
You wonder out in the darkness, away from the foe. Child, child, there's comfort in closeness. So walk just as close as you can.
Amen. God bless you today. I'm so glad you come this way, and I trust that God's blessed you in the service today. And I do want to mention again, and I know that I'm a veteran myself, and you know, sometimes Satan fights me more when I say something maybe good about a preacher or a veteran, because I get the idea that somebody thinks I'm bragging. But I want to brag on Jesus anyhow. And I have high respect for a veteran. Amen. You may not. You may have found every fault in the world with them. But I have high respect for a veteran. Because I know what it is. Amen. Amen. To be thousands of miles away from home. And the big ocean between you and your wife or your child. No way to get there. Everything in the world going on. All kind of dangers crowding in. And some of them blood run down the gutter. Some of them had a body sent back that couldn't even open the casket. Somebody paid a price for this freedom that you have today. That's right. So when you see one of them out on the street or wherever you meet them, I'm not talking about myself, but you ought to, every once in a while, think. A man that forsook what he had. Lived alone, a young man, for the freedom that you have today. Oh, it's not just a date on the calendar. It's not just a parade in the street. But it's reality to those who experienced it. I love you today, and I appreciate you being in church, whether you're a visitor or home folk. Amen. And I've done my best in this message. If I ever have been fought, Brother Harry, over a message, Brother Devil, he fought me in this. He said, you know there's some things in there you can't say. And here I am, he's trying to catch me between him and God. Now, if you're not a preacher, you don't know what I'm saying. But I have to bow my head every once in a while right in the presence of God and say, Lord, I'm just going to hide behind the cross, and whatever you give me, I'm going to follow you and just shout it out from here on home. Amen. I love you. And may God bless you, is my prayer. Now, Brother Todd mentioned he's our Sunday school superintendent, and I appreciate it. Anybody here appreciate our Sunday school superintendent?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I appreciate that. But he did mention we're having lunch in the fellowship hall today, and you're just as welcome as you can be. Amen. Now, if somebody in here say, well, I'm not going to go in there because so-and-so is going in there, you ought to get in there first, and then when he comes in, tell him you love him. Amen. Well, that's all right, isn't it? I love you and God bless you. Brother Darren, will you pray the benediction, please?